जय श्री राधे श्याम नितायि गौर हरिव श्री श्री भ्रमर गीता की जय। श्री श्री राधा ठाकुरानी की जय। श्री उद्धव जी महाराज की जय। जय जय श्री राधे श्याम निताई गौर हरि वो। राधे राधे। আজ আমরা প্রায়
টুডে ইটস অলমোস্ট হোল মান্থ সিন্স উই আর হিয়ারিং শ্রী রাধা ঠাকুরানিস এন্ড শ্রী ব্রজ গোপীস কথা উই আর হিয়ারিং লিটল বাই লিটল There is no any other higher subject than this one. All the Vedas, Vedanta, and other were churned by Shri Veda Vyas. And after that, Srimad Bhagavatam was done. And then, when Srimad Bhagavatam is churned, Acharyas are saying, then the five Ras Panchodhyay, it means five Ras chapters, are there. And amongst that, there is Shri Radha Thakurani's Bhramar Gita. The most divine, endlessly beautiful. There is no higher kanta than this one in whole creation. Shastras, the scriptures are saying, and acharyas are saying. This Prem Leela, the purest loving pastimes and talks between Shri Radharani and Shri Krishna are the topmost. Shri Krishna is very naughty. He is described as being bandit. When you have darshan of Shri Krishna, devotees that have seen him, they describe him as Govinda, Shri Krishna, who is bandit in three places. He is standing while being bandit at three places. This is why all these different names come, that he is banded, that he is not straight, Beka Krishna, Banke Bihari. It means Krishna Bihari, who is banded. Everything about him is banded. Like twisted. His pastimes in Gokula, his glance, you think he's looking in one way, but actually his glance is going in completely different direction. His place of pastimes, Gokula, is also banded, twisted. Whole Vrindavan is banded. Whatever related to him is like that, banded, twisted. We can see that Yamuna Maya herself, she is also banded. And his Bhakta, what else we can say about them as well? But as we are using these words, banded, twisted, even crooked, it should be taken in a rasic way. Shri Radharani is in man, transcendental anger towards Shri Krishna, at least 115 times per day. Why? Because that's also one of the ways to relish the ras. Our Banke Bihari, Beka Krishna, he's saying to Shri Radharani, "Hey Radhe, today at 5 in the evening, come to the banks of Yamuna. I haven't seen you there for so long. Please, come to Yamunaji." In order to feel satisfaction, Shri Krishna invited Shri Radharani . No one is able to describe the beauty of Shri Radharani, her effulgence. No one is able to describe it, ever. So there is no need for Shri Radharani to decorate herself. There is no need for that. She is so endlessly beautiful herself. Her beauty, her effulgence is so divine, so amazing. No one in whole creation, even the Lord himself, are not able to describe her beauty. Still, Shri Radha Thakurani is decorating herself. She's putting bindi at her forehead and dressing, decorating herself, because she's going to meet with Shri Krishna. She's getting ready for Abhisar, to go and to meet Shri Krishna. Shri Radharani has dressed herself, decorated herself, and she reached the place, the meeting place, where Shri Krishna was waiting for her already. It's not possible to describe the bliss between Shri Radha and Shri Krishna as they sit together. Shri Krishna is holding Shri Radharani's palms among his two palms. And Shri Radharani is saying, "Hey, the Lord of my life, how do you like me when you see me today?" Shri Krishna is saying, "I love you so much, you're so beautiful. You are indescribably, endlessly beautiful today. And the bindi and your forehead is putting to shame the moon, Chandra." Again and again, while describing the beauty of Shri Radharani's limbs, again he is saying, "And your bindi at your forehead is so beautiful, it's putting to shame the beauty of the moon," or the word for the moon is Chandra. Shri Radharani is 100-150 times in man during the day. And now, as Shri Krishna is again repeating, O Radhe, you're so beautiful. And he's now describing how the fragrance of Shri Radharani is beautiful. Again, he's saying, and the bindi at your forehead is putting to shame the moon or Chandra. Shri Radharani gets in man again in transcendental anger. Why are you again and again repeating the word Chandra, the moon? You must be coming from Chandravali. Go away. Go back to her. Go away immediately. Shri Krishna is in such a danger now. He's doing everything. There is nothing he wouldn't do to break Shri Radharani's mind, transcendental anger. Sometimes he takes a form or peacock, sometimes something else. Everything in order to break Shri Radharani's mind, transcendental anger. Shri Radharani is saying, again and again, you're comparing my bindi with the moon, with Chandra, and repeating the word Chandra, Chandra again and again. You must be coming from Chandravali. Go away. You're repeating the word Chandra, Chandra. Because you are thinking of Chandravali. Actually, you are repeating her name. Go away from here. I don't want to see you. In order to break Shri Radharani's mind, transcendental anger, Krishna would take so many forms. Sometimes the form of a peacock, sometimes of kokil bird calling for Shri Radharani. Anything to break the mind of Shri Radharani, her transcendental anger. Sometimes Shri Radharani, she simply doesn't want to speak to him. She's sending him away. And then Shri Krishna speaks to Sakis, trying to again fix the meeting with Shri Radharani. And then the Sakis speak to Shri Radharani. So these pastimes are bringing so much bliss to bhaktas, to devotees. Sometimes Shri Krishna, Shri Govinda is putting alta, this decorative red liquid color at Shri Radharani's lotus feet, in order to break the man of Shri Radharani. He's saying to Shri Radharani, in Satya Yuga, I took divine form of Narasimhadev to kill Hiranyakashipu. At that time, it was not so difficult for me. And also, I took the form of Vaman. And with my two steps, I've covered whole the creation. I've also appeared as Parashuram. And 21 times, I've destroyed the dynasties of Kshatriyas. Also, Hiranyaksha, the demon, I've killed in the form of Varaha. And endless asuras I've killed as well. In Treta Yuga, I've killed Ravana. Hey Radhe, none of this was that difficult to me as when I have to break your man, your transcendental anger. I'm trying to do anything and everything to break your man, your transcendental anger. And Sri Radharani is hearing and answering, oh, is it so? So to break the man, transcendental anger of Sri Radharani, Sri Krishna is performing such a wonderful leelas. So after such a beautiful pastimes between Sri Krishna, Sri Radharani, Sri Vraja Gopis, Sri Vraja Vasis, think, how did they all feel when Sri Krishna left? The Lord of their lives, the Lord of the lives of Sri Radharani, Sri Vraja Gopis, Sri Vraja Vasis, he is Sri Krishna. When he leaves, can you imagine how did they feel? It's not possible to describe it. Sri Udavji, personification of all knowledge, when he had the darshan of Sri Radharani in such a state, in state of separation from Sri Krishna, he was speechless. Sri Vraja Gopis, Sri Radharani, they've given up everything for Sri Krishna simply out of their attraction for him. There are so many munis, rishis, sages. They are greatly renounced. Taking instructions of the shastras, the scriptures, they are able to control their senses. They are able to perform their sadhanas, jap, to give up all the material activities, to go through so many difficulties. But Sri Radharani and Sri Vraja Gopis, without any instructions of the Shastras, simply out of their own natural attraction towards Sri Krishna, they've surrendered everything at Sri Krishna's lotus feet. And in that way, they were able to give up everything else, all the world. When sadhakas are performing sadhana, they are aware that by doing that sadhana, they will be able to end the material existence. And then they are determined to do so. That we are understanding, if we do so, if we serve the Lord, it will be for our benefit. But the gopis, they have natural attraction towards Sri Krishna. And out of it, they are able to surrender everything. This greatest way of renouncement that the Vraja Gopis are performing out of their natural attraction towards Sri Krishna is not possible for anyone else. Witnessing that, Udavji Maharaj was speechless. And he is again offering obeisances to the Lord, to Sri Krishna. You have sent me here to Vraj so that I can have this amazing darshan. These kind of transcendental moods are not available anywhere else. He was speechless, Uddhavji Maharaj. Uddhavji Maharaj is the greatest devotee of Sri Krishna. He himself witnessing the most exalted bhavas, transcendental loving moods of Sri Radharani and Vraja Gopis towards Sri Krishna, witnessing that he was glorifying it. He was desiring to serve them. But then, further on, he considered that he is not qualified to serve Sri Radharani and Sri Vraja Gopis. He was further on considering that if at least the dust of their lotus feet of Sri Radharani and Sri Vraja Gopis would cover him, that would be his greatest fortune. He himself, although being so qualified, is considering himself unqualified to be the servant of the Vraja Gopis. He's praying for the dust of the lotus feet of the Vraja Gopis. He was praying to get a birth in Vraj as a gulma grass, the soft medicinal grass. Our Brahmaji, he himself was praying to the Lord to become gulma grass and in this way get the dust of the lotus feet of Sri Radharani and Vraja Gopis. Sri Brahmaji himself is praying for the dust of the lotus feet of Sri Radharani and Sri Vraja Gopis. He was praying like this. There is no end to the good fortune of Vraja Gopis, Vraja Vasis. No one is able to describe this endless good fortune, and Uddhavji himself is saying as well. Uddhavji is saying, alas, these Vraja Gopis had given up everything, all their relatives, their families, all the instructions of the Vedas, the scriptures, they've given up everything, surrendering to Sri Krishna. That shloka from Sri Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Parityaja. This Sarva Dharma Tyag, giving up all Dharma, only the gopis are able to do. It's not easy to give up everything, to give up all materialistic activities, everything, to surrender everything to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Only the gopis are able to do. And in separation from Sri Krishna, they're calling for him. Hey Krishna, hey Madhava. In the way that they are able to surrender everything, no one else is able to do. their purest love, their prem for Sri Krishna, is completely natural. So there is great difference between vidhi, following rules and regulation, and this natural attraction and love for Sri Krishna. It's like a skies and hell, or earth and skies, like completely opposite. Following instructions of the Shastras, we are following all the rules of the sadhana, and we are thinking we are undergoing so many difficulties. Such a mood, and mood of purest love for Sri Krishna, it's like a heaven and hell. We are endeavoring so much to perform our sadhanas, to do kirtan, but it's incomparable with the purest love for Sri Krishna. Although we are following instructions, it's still not enough. It should be done with natural attraction. The gopis of Raj, out of their natural attraction for Sri Krishna, they were able to give up everything. There is example of Shrutis that were praying, endeavoring to perform sadhana in order to gain Krishna. The gopis themselves, they were naturally attracted to Sri Krishna and able to give up everything for him. Uddhavji Maharaj is praying, glorifying Shivraja gopis, desiring to appear in a gulma grass, the soft medicinal grass in Vraj, in order to be touched by the lotus feet, the dust of the lotus feet of Sri Radharani and Shivraja gopis. He was considering that he is not qualified to be the servant of Sri Radharani and Shivraja gopis, and thus praying to appear as a gulma grass and be touched by the dust of the lotus feet of Sri Radharani and Shivraja gopis. Considering that that would be perfection of his life. So this is example for us to understand that not even a grass, any herb, tree in Vraj is not ordinary living entity. Shivraja gopis are the dearest of Sri Krishna. Someone may say, Sri Krishna is loving someone else's wives. But in actuality, it's not so. This is in actuality as a theater play. Amongst Vaishnavas, we don't use the word theater play, but we say Leela, the pastime of the Lord. Srila Jiva Goswami Pad is saying, these Vraja Gopis, they are eternal associates of the Lord. Eternally, the dearest one of the Lord, Sri Krishna. So Uddhavji is again and again praying to become simply a soft grass in Vraj, to be touched by the dust of the lotus feet of Sri Radharani and Sri Vraja Gopis. He didn't desire to become some huge, tall tree. Being humble, he was praying to simply become a soft grass. The humble nature of the Vaishnavas is the topmost quality. There are so many qualified persons, but they are not possessing this quality of humbleness. So it's very important to be humble. Having the darshan of Vraja Gopis, Uddhavji Maharaj was expressing this mood of humbleness, being humble. He was praying, I don't want to become some huge tree. I simply wish to become a soft medicinal, this kulma grass of Vraj, so that stepping on me, the Vraja Gopis, Sri Radharani, will put the dust of their lotus feet on my head. Again, here is the example that if not following in the footsteps of Sri Vraja Gopis, Sri Krishna won't be reached. If anyone desires to gain, reach Sri Krishna, then they should follow in the footsteps of Sri Vraja Gopis. Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Pad, in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, he is saying, following in the footsteps, doing service while following in the footsteps, Sri Krishna can't be gained. Those who are independent, they won't ever gain Sri Krishna. First instructions of the Shastras are regarding taking shelter of Sri Guru, following in his footsteps. All these teachings, taking Diksha, following all of these instructions, Sri Guru is teaching step by step how to worship, how to serve the lotus feet of Sri Radharani. Sri Gurudev is giving this teaching, giving Manjari Bhava Upasana, the way of worship. It's very hard to do all of this, but some of the devotees are able to do so. Those who gain enough of Sukriti, that gain, gathered so many of transcendental devotional activities, they are able to do so. That what is meditated during sadhana, meditating on one's guru-given svarup, in siddhi and perfection, they will reach that. Thinking about other things, thinking about material enjoyment, if the mind absorbs in that, that nothing will be gained. It's required, it's needing to be absorbed in these thoughts on one's svarup given by Sri Guru. To be absorbed in such a sadhana, and then it will be reached in perfection. So following in the footsteps is essential. Someone may think, I am sadhu, I am my own guru, I don't serve any other guru. I do what I wish on my own. Nothing will be reached with such an attitude. Following in the footsteps, this is what should be learned and done. All these Vraja Gopis, they're not ordinary. They were great munis, rishis, sages, having the darshan of the Lord previously. And after performing severe sadhanas, they have been born as a result of it in a family of Vrajavasis, as Vrajagopis. Vaman Purana is saying, the Shrutis personified scriptures, Shrutis, in their forms as Munis and Rishis. They've gained the mercy of Lord Ramachandra. And after performing sadhana, they've appeared as Gopis in Vraj. They are not ordinary personalities. There is no question of anything ordinary regarding them.
Amotate no gopika bhajanti ramanang martva chikirsajani tatha.
Vaman Puran is saying, once personified scriptures, Shrutis, they have got the darshan of Sri Krishna. Getting the darshan of Sri Krishna, all these personified scriptures, Shrutis, have been asked by Sri Krishna, O Shruti Devatas, what do you desire? And they have answered, O our Lord, we are so much attracted towards you. The Mada and the Cupid has arisen in us. Please, if you wish to bless us, please bless us by blessing us to get the gopis' bodies, the gopis' forms. So further on, Those sages and rishis that were in Dandakaranya forest when Lord Ramachandra was along with Sita Devi and Lakshman during the years of their staying in the forest, those sages got the blessings of Lord Ramachandra, that when he comes in Dvapara Yuga as Sri Krishna in Vraj, that they will be able to have his association. So these are the Shrutis personified, the devatas. They have performed so much of sadhana, so many austerities, being devotees of Sri Krishna. Further on, getting the blessings of Lord Ramachandra. So they were chanting the beach mantras of Sri Krishna. Getting the blessings of Sri Krishna. And those sages, getting the blessings of Lord Ramachandra, they have appeared as Vraja Gopis. Someone may just think they are some ordinary ladies gathering cow dung. But in actuality, these gopis are such exalted personalities that after so many long years, thousands and thousands of years of performing severe sadhanas, blessed by the Lord, they've gained the birth as of Vraja Gopis. And in such exalted position, now they are chastising Sri Krishna. So we have now understood a little bit who are the Vraja Gopis. Uddhavji Maharaj, he is the greatest devotee of Sri Krishna, so close to him. He is not in a category of sadhakas. He is not ordinary living entity. Our acharyas have described this clearly. Lord Sri Krishna has sent him to Vraj. Krishna has sent Uddhavji Maharaj to Vraj to see how are his dearest Vrajavasis and to pacify them. Uddhavji Maharaj was completely speechless, witnessing the transcendental loving moods, bhavas of Sri Radharani. Having the darshan of these highest, topmost loving transcendental moods, he was completely amazed, completely speechless. He was considering the Vraja Gopis are understanding the Supreme Brahman to be their own. He was considering, Uddhavji Maharaj, I'm not qualified to even be their servant. Please, my dearest Lord, he was praying again and again to Sri Krishna, please bless me to appear as a soft grass in Vraja's Gulma grass, so to be touched by the dust of the lotus feet of Sri Radharani and Sri Vraja Gopis. Our Acharyas are saying, Sri Rup Goswami Charan and Sri Sanatan Goswami Charan, it's not possible to relish these transcendental loving moods of the Vraja Gopis in no yuga, Satya, Treta, Dvapara, or Kali. But still, by the mercy of Sriman Mahaprabhu, in this Kali Yuga, so many of sadhakas, mahatmas, great souls, bhaktas, they are following in the footsteps of Vraja Gopis, following Manjari Bhav Sadhana. That's the mercy and the gift of Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Further on, our Goswamis, Rup Sanatan and others, they've described all of these topics. So we are eternally indebted to them for such a greatest gifts of their scriptures where they described everything. So Uddhavji Maharaj, he is praying that he desires to appear as a soft herb, grass, in Vraj. So it's completely clear through his descriptions that all the trees, grass, herbs, that are here in Sri Vraj, that they are here not being ordinary living entities, but exalted living entities desiring to get the dust of the lotus feet of Sri Radharani. Even Brahmaji himself is praying, Hey Govinda, Hey Radhe, I desire to gain birth in Vraj, to get the dust of Raj, to get the dust of your lotus feet. We are not able to understand the greatness of the glory of Sri Vraja Dham. Consider it. All the trees, herbs, grass in Vraj, they are not ordinary living entities. Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad, in his commentaries, he's saying, those who are staying in Vraj, who are having Vrajavas, all the sadhakas performing sadhana, worshipping Sri Radha Govindaji, they should never consider that all the trees, herbs, grass are ordinary. They shouldn't consider that. He is giving these instructions for us not to do offenses. So all these trees, if they are some ordinary living entities, they wouldn't take birth in Vraj. They could take those forms anywhere else, but not. They are appearing here. That shows that they are not ordinary living entities.
তখন পূর্ণ জ্ঞান প্রাপ্ত হয়েছিলেন তখন বলেছিলেন হে ভগবান ভগবানকে বলেছিলেন, হে প্রভু, তোমার ভক্তের কৃপায় তোমার এই দিব্য ব্রজভূমিতে বৃক্ষ রূপে জন্ম লাভ করতে পেরেছি, নচেত আমাদের ভাগ্য দ্বারা, আমাদের সুকর্ম দ্বারা এই ব্রজে কোষ্মিন কালেও কোনো জন্মেও বৃক্ষ হয়ে জন্মানোর সৌভাগ্য আমরা করতাম। কিন্তু তোমার পরম ভক্ত,
দিস ইজ হাউ অলসো দ্য ট্রিজ অ্যান্ড অ্যাকচুয়ালি the personalities of Nalakuvara and Manigriva have prayed to the Lord, Sri Govinda, Sri Krishna, getting his darshan. They were praying that although they are the sons of Kuvera, the great treasurer, they would never get such a greatest blessing of the darshan of the Lord, Sri Krishna, but only by the blessings of the Lord's dear devotee Narada Muni. The curse that they got turned to be the greatest blessing for them. So they were praying in such a way, if not for these blessings of your devotee, we would never get a birth here in Vraj, although being the sons of a treasurer Kuvera. So such a beautiful katha, such a beautiful prayers they expressed, and we can see it's almost whole month we are hearing all of these topics. So we are going to continue further by the mercy of Srimati Radha Thakurani with such a hopes to continue tomorrow at 5 o'clock in the morning to again hear the Hari Katha. We are concluding our Katha here.
Jai Jai Sri Radha.